According to the Hurricane Center, Cuba could see water levels rise up to 14 feet compared to normal. When it hits Florida, storm surges are predicted to be less severe, but Tampa Bay could still see tide levels 5 to 8 feet above normal. According to the National Weather Service, Ian is expected to bring life-threatening storm surges, hurricane-force winds and heavy rainfall across parts of the Florida Panhandle and West Coast. Meteorologists say this could be the first time that Tampa Bay receives a direct hit from a hurricane in 100 years. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents across the state to make preparations now and brace for Ian's arrival. William Denslow, New York.